Listener Production.
G'day and welcome to Wide Bay Burnett Local News. It's Dan McRae with you. I'll just take a quick look at the weather first. Sunny and 32 for Bundy today, and just 1 degree warmer for the Fraser Coast. Here's a look at what we're covering Friday, November 25. A tragic fatal crash outside Maribyrra adds to the state's death toll. A former city planner says Bundy's local pollies need to keep up the fight against high-rises. And all the glitz and glamour of the big screen is in Hervey Bay. Let's get into it. The forensic crash unit is investigating after a person died and a woman was critically injured in a horrific smash in Oakhurst near Maribyrra. As our reporter Courtney Thomas explains, anyone with information or relevant dashcam footage is urged to contact police.
Initial investigations indicate the crash occurred between a Corolla and Land Cruiser at the intersection of Mungar and Old Mill Roads around 3:30 yesterday afternoon. The Corolla driver, a 27-year-old man, suffered critical injuries and died at the scene, while a 27-year-old female passenger was transported to hospital critical. Two occupants in the Land Cruiser, aged in their 60s, were transported to hospital stable.
6 out of 10 Bundaberg councillors voted against building height amendments earlier this year, but council is bringing it back to the table. Development manager Michael Ellery sought to move a motion to allow 5-storey buildings along the Bagara Esplanade and 6-storey buildings one street back. 5 councillors voted for the motion, 6 voted against. Former planner George Martin says council will likely put the issue back to a vote due to recent qualified state interest in amending the height. He says councillors need to push back if they want to save Bagara from becoming a concrete jungle.
I would be really impressed if those 6 councillors stood up again and rejected the proposal that they rejected back in September. There's only one vote that's going to change that, and that happens next Tuesday morning.
Research has revealed rents across regional Queensland have surged between $30 and $185 a week since November 2021. The Everybody's Home campaign analysed the latest SQM Research Weekly Rents Index for combined units and houses. Spokesperson May Aziz says the Gold Coast, Southern and Western Queensland saw the largest dollar increases.
We need to see the federal government really step up and invest in social and affordable housing. We've got a huge shortfall across the country of 500,000 social and affordable homes. And if we're serious about making the rental market cheaper, we need to see the federal government step in.
On the Central Coast, which includes Bundy, rents have jumped up by 12.5% over the last year. That's an average of $48 a week per household. Some big names in the Australian TV-making industry have made their way to Hervey Bay this week. It's as filming's begun on a new psychological thriller, 13 Summers. Actor Beck Hewitt says the Fraser Coast is a prime location.
The crew are so lovely, the people in Hervey Bay are so lovely, so I'm having a really good experience.
Moving over to sport, and nominations close this Sunday for the next Speedway event at the Carina International Speedway. The December 3 event will feature the return of the V8 Drift Modifieds. Also on the program will be the Bob Wells Junior Sedan Carina Classic, Pro 1 Race Parts Production Sedans, Formula 500s and Formula 500 Juniors.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.